Black Friday. I did a little reading into what the term came from. And the original origin for Black Friday actually comes out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It was the 1950s and early 60s. And local police drivers, police officers, taxi drivers, transit workers, they started using the phrase Black Friday to describe the chaos and the traffic jams and the overcrowded stores and the mayhem when hordes of suburban shoppers and tourists came to the city. They were drawn in by the holiday sales there in Philly. And there was also the Army-Navy game, always held that same weekend, which drew people in. The retailers didn't like the term. They wanted it called Big Friday instead, but it didn't stick. And then by the 1980s, as it became more national, retailers, recognizing the marketing behind it, they said, well, no, Black Friday means the stores move from the red, losing money, to being in the black, which is a convenient way to say it. Maybe there's a lot of sense to that, too, but the roots go all the way back to Philadelphia in the 50s and 60s. Sarah Cyril joins us right now from Business Insider. Sarah, I don't know if you needed to know that history of Black Friday, but welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, I actually got to look that up really early in my career because I was like, why do they call it that?
Yeah, it's an interesting story, one I don't think a lot of people know. You obviously do. And the first question I want to ask you, Sarah, is it really still a thing?
Mm-hmm. Like, as in terms of deals? Like, is it a good time to shop?
Yeah, like, I mean, I think that a lot of us remember Black Friday as, like, the hordes of people pushing each other at the store for the five TVs that were left, and less people each year seem to camp out at stores. Maybe it's just shifted in how it works.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, even though it may look different, maybe it's a good thing that people don't have to camp out in sleeping bags anymore. Black Friday really has changed, and it's a combination of things. It's the online shopping taking over in-person shopping, in addition to, like, just people changing how they buy stuff and retailers extending their sales to last all month rather than just the one day. So it does look very different, but it is still Black Friday and one of the best times of year to shop for just about anything.
Yeah, so they still put the deals front and center, but maybe not physically so, maybe online. So walk us through a couple of your favorites that you see and go, huh, I think listeners want to know about that.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a ton of great stuff you can think of you can find right now. What people tend to think of is, like you said, one of the last five TVs or maybe like a new toaster oven or something like that. But what I always like to share with our readers and your listeners is streaming deals. These are the things that you are going to have to pay for anyway because you want to watch Netflix. You want to watch Disney Plus. But did you know that right now you could be saving a lot by locking into an annual plan at a much lower cost that will also not be affected by price hikes that might come in the coming year?
Interesting. So if you're on a monthly right now, consider this weekend or whenever the deal lasts, signing into the annual, even though it's maybe obviously more money up front. But hey, that locks you in. It's going to be a much lower price monthly by monthly. And then as you're saying, you're not going to be surprised in 6 months with a hike.
Absolutely. I mean, even right now, it's not one of the most popular ones, but Stars, it's only $12 for a full year, which is crazy because that's usually about how much a month costs for them.
Oh, yeah. I think I pay more than that per month for Netflix. Some of the other deals that you have, I know that it's supposed to be shopping for other people, but honestly, scrolling through your list of things, I'm thinking of some things, and maybe this is selfish of me around the holidays, Sarah, but I'm thinking of some things that I kind of need around the house that I know in the next 6 months I'm going to have to buy at some point anyways. Why not take advantage of refilling some of those things that you might need in your own home by doing the deal while it's there right now?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people have grown really, really, you know, jaded by the whole Black Friday rush. But what I like to remind them is that, you know, you're going to need to restock on things like toilet paper, or if you have a dog like me, I buy doggy bags every Black Friday because I'm going to need them. So even if you're not looking to splurge on like a new blender or say like some new furniture, you could just be getting the little things around your house and saving a couple bucks while you're at it.
Yeah, we're looking at maybe upgrading the bed a little bit. It's an old one that I have, and we want a different one. Maybe this is, you know, I always thought mattresses and furniture sales were around like the Labor Day or the Memorial Day, but maybe Black Friday is the weekend I should be looking to make that big purchase.
Absolutely. I mean, I covered them all, and I got to say, Black Friday is the best time of year to buy just about anything. And if you're lucky, something like President's Day or Labor Day will will match up to Black Friday, but Black Friday is the standard.
Are there any other items specifically you wanted to give us a couple highlights for that you found and you thought, huh, this might be interesting?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of great gift-giving things right now. I was really blown away by a $40 Star Wars Lego set because I know some real nerds in my life that would love that. There was also like a $50 air fryer that sold out on Walmart early this week. But really, any room of your house, outside of your house, anything, it can be on sale. If it's going to be on sale, it'll be on sale this weekend.
Any tech items? I know tech, you know, a lot of people like buying the tech around this time of the year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the PS5, which is one of the most popular gaming consoles, it got a price hike earlier this year, and it finally dropped down in prices to be just a little bit less than the price than it used to be. So Sony made it harder to get into that, and now for Black Friday, it's a little easier to pick one up if you've been waiting on it.
I know Verizon's running a deal about they actually kind of get you the iPhone, quote unquote, for free at some point, right?
Oh, absolutely. Verizon and T-Mobile are the ones that I just worked on covering, where they will pay for your phone in the form of monthly bill credits. So it's not 100% free, but rather than you paying your monthly fee for the phone, you'll receive that as money off of your cell phone bill, basically. But it's a great way to get, like T-Mobile's doing four phones, which is kind of crazy if you don't need four of them. But that's really good for if you have a family or a group of friends who are all on the same plan. And Verizon is doing a bundle, which includes a tablet and a smartwatch, which means you could be rolling up to work in all new tech in December.
Oh, that's great. I love the Roomba that I bought a couple of years ago for myself on a Black Friday sale, but it has since kicked the bucket. I'm always wondering if I should give there's been an upgrade in the technology or maybe the costs coming down for some of the things that clean up our floors for us.
Absolutely. The costs have come down and the technology is getting better. It's a little of column A and column B. I'm personally a huge fan of the robot mop vacuum combos, and they're down to their best prices of the year right now. So if you're looking to kind of, you know, make an investment on one, this is kind of the time to do it.
Any idea how much it is off the top of your head? I'm just curious. Maybe this is us just go look it up in the article.
Oh, man, my head is like a cell full of numbers. I only have cell phones on my head right now because that's what I was just working on.
That's okay. I saw the Shark for $599.99. Not too bad for all that it does. Sarah, we're out of time for today, but I appreciate you jumping on with us, sharing us some of these deals, and you got the full list of Business Insider, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can, if you're overwhelmed by the deals at any point, just check us out at Business Insider. We're highlighting only the best of the best.
I love that. Sarah, take care. Have a great holiday, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.